bomba to be kind of a turan and a marama, the Rabona when you lewa, and a bono living on New Zealand, the Bosibi, and a city living on Wellington, and Wellington Access Radio, Dua Sebon of Point in Dua FM, or bomba to be kind of a turan and marama, the Rabona when you lewa, and a sanitary band in the Bonoa, and the Samway to go to go, and a bono living on Wellington, in Bulaminaka, Savombula to Gani, and other Tali, and other Nimbula, and other Ninganga, you want to run out Jesus Christ, only Takanabos in the Klo, and then a Rowan and Nikua, and a Biba Ungeti, and a bit to Mary. Weekenda and a singing in Dai, Nakin Bulani Tabutu, Nakin Bulani Tao, the Tugumule Valley, send the Baru to Women in Halaka, send the Baru to Manaloman Motoka, another one of Warumuki and Matagani singing in Dai, Sanumitavi, Movik in the Wiki to Weekenda, and Matagani singing in Gua, and Wellington Access Radio, and Dua Sebono, Point in Dua FM, and a singing in Hanikua, Onitaka, Nina Kauti Kendaruna Kalogin and Dutan Lebolo, Divingrami, and a singing in Dai. Lagu tu mereka mai New Zealand diwang itu semangande semai zaka semai wuli semua sama ilu ni bulu tu dia tu ni bulu orang New Zealand ni kamu kau itu kan bulu alim gua Wellington aku sama kamu bulu tu ni weekend dah ni sih kami nak ni kuah sana raba raba kalau kamu ikut ni sih kami nak ni kuah apa mai lah umbeka tak kau drobin buah semua zwata mai ba matakira oh kadamu mai biti telebu rewa Serwa unamosi. Sana ula labi unanunga matikina musa. Sana labu kalau maikina. Ausa mambule tugani. Ena sige mina nikua. Na yaga tali. Ni wani turang kutsi su karisto.
Emeni. Vastal sa wani turang kutsi sige mina kanikua. Praise the Lord. Check the mana maikina kasili. Emeni. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe you're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one. And also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from each country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can talaga na lewlesong sugalato, kamani wakarawit yung magmana nomini worship centers, so we can lotsi mo matapu wale, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We nakwale talaga sa Maalua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangasa Rasta, and I believe the Rasta family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melodic Kirana for sure, but it is so vacant. Vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa biwa kambula weekend. So weekend sel ni leoni loti. Leoni loti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the singer ni loti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerondure ni kuwa to save you. Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, I love it on my TV in the Mada Sawati. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can remember tombo. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana biwa lini bula to bimate sa kambe kubwe kubuni wae sa sangini rawa. So we can just in lakwa lini bula, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer requests every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Pekita pagitiko weekend na turangan na marama thorbo nungun elawa na sana tinikapani nung tapanua. and the sir to my television my kandabu atu my viti atu lau bigum do my lau izak do malombula na bale bune sema to my kem do my namuke lau my kambara my mode my komo my otoniata my voto my ono lau fulang le botaki onge nimbula binaka my lakemba my dia bune mbula mangu katfana tuza nimbula binaka ena semata kanisi nai my na ese semuala my tutoya botaki na my nungu ena nivasu namuke my matuku nimbula binaka botaki na my muala nimbula binaka seni mule dab my bono batu botaki na my kandabu my zake ono kotu sumu sargira nimbula binaka etu somo malabu nimbula binaka kemu do my na soso my na viti kama talaki na kemu do my lombi my waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga vini binaka tukubana turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that the asawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo my ingaswe na na kaya tusa na katiko Amen. In the Tusanaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
In the Kago Tusan and Dona Singa Tomba in my vehicle. We walk by faith, not by sight. Well, Mulatal, the weekend on Turanga Maramadar, one of the Ovisa, we stay Senitogon Ovisa, we Lori Togon Ovisa, Nimbulaminaga in Dushamatumai, Sanguila, we came in Ravamatevalu, Delena Muama in Delena Maka, my way up, you may talk, Vature Kukamai. Basa nimbula binaka ve kemba kede ni matevalu nimbula binaka ve kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku maisena nimbula binaka mai siria ena vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binani kwa nero itabi mekerobo mbula tiku vikenda ena singa binani kwa sata lani ngule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lako vangito vada laka vangande vaga buli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa vaga mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tulandraki tobo suwa vaga lindi marabu laura itu na Sasolami, Wangana Katanga and Basical Mai, Ombega Viriawa, Katalaki, and Henu the Tambongo, and the Mayas. Mataganis can in the Bolivina Bolivana, was for someone to Bola Turana, Kavi Kaya Toresa, the woman to Lange Free, Kogarela to the Matalisina, Sigan Somi. Emeni, you go somewhere na liwaliwa, you go somewhere na wai, you na kalo, somewhere na tumai. Auza mai lo malang yake na matanisinga. Berliwi saume na ngole ni yata baba takinoa. Kina zangi rau yangu ba usomeli mai yangu batalingua. Senga bagandu ni ba ustail na zangi suli na kalo le siwe na gani kuwa. Kabi keta ni voltamu. Ena mazi una kena wase tini gandu a rusho ulgo alu rusho bulgadiwa kina tolso bulu. Dula ko mai bia ugu kemu ndubo ando sa. Oda ni zolata, oda ni zolata, oda ni zolata. Eso sa, oda ni zolata. Sandreke, so Sandreke, Reke Sahara, so Sahara Sabu, they can't go to Sudan, baby. Come on to me. All of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Come on, don't baby, okay, come to Bandosa, all the new water is a little baby. How will the father we can do? Hallelujah. Doctor, we can do to become known and we were. Emeni. Ni sarara ona nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano beisureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na beisureti. Ngo indo na beisureti uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kabikan wata muri sambula bose ni kalau kakuka wakangata sara kamuzunga na iselu wa umbatirua meswaka kawasea meswaka kawasea kamele ezuruma ngei wakatakila meswaka ngei wasea ezuruma ngei wakatakila mai na kakusika nikila
emeni
mena hera talanga na ngona mena nanduri mata ikwaya kendara rebe vikwaya kashika talanga nindona ka kendara rabuni takarawa The solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisongo songolo tuwa Kristo. Yondo na kamusite utiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge.
Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, and those that are watching on television, and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind it, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikata Singatambu, not Tamago Kuranga Baktawa. Via Kavini Singatambu, and I am it on a Tinangu. Naneto Valley, Sangakina in a lounge, open space, but it's going to a store. Kitana no don't make it to the Chulakatumini store. We Singatambu. And I am in a Neto Sul and a Tinago, and Mavaro to get on the Vimada, Kiton and Dandavo get it to get on the Yetu and Langser. Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakau night. Ngoninito ngunutim Babakau. My father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule Lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you maybe, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Think that you have planned didn't work out, but always remember he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Form 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now and worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10 wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? You know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody have passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learn how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I began to